Well, you know it's a big deal now. We have a VIP visitor in the room with us. Our mayor of Greensboro, North Carolina, Mary Kay Abuswader. I always have trouble with your name. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You can say it as many times as you like.
Yes. The mayor is here?
The mayor's
the
here.
Mayor
well,
is
get
here,
B.B. Shea out of here.
I made him give up his chair for us. I said, get up, B.B. Shea. The mayor just
my
showed.
My God.
For goodness sakes.
And I was hearing all the flatulent please, yes. comments this
oh,
morning.
No.
Thank you for not using that word that I hate. You know I hate that word.
You're my friend, Chris.
I know. We are friends. You know how I met Madam Mayor. Is years ago I was going to vote and your husband was out with literature for you and he said, are you Chris Kelly? I said yes. And he goes, you should vote for my wife. I said, by golly, I will. That's exactly what I did. I sure
that's
did.
Not all he said.
No
go ahead. No, go ahead, Chris.
Well, what was he talking about? He was talking about all sorts of things.
Oh, you were the guy on the commercial for
that's right. Yeah. For the erectile dysfunction. Yeah. Yes. He goes, you're the erection guy. I said, I am. He said, you should vote for my wife. I said, I will. Please let
then
me go.
I wondered why he was talking about that.
Yeah, of course. Of course. A lot of people say that to me. Like, you're the erection guy. Yes, I am. I'm the face of erectile dysfunction here in the triad. But this is so nice of you to come by. I know that you wanted to say a few words to Chris Dim here.
I do, and I have a little printed item that I want to give to you. You know, so many people listen to you, Chris, people who don't even admit that they listen to this show.
So true.
And, you know, it's just something that I felt as mayor that we need to recognize people who have been part of our lives, whether they're a P1 listener, whether they've listened 1 hour, 20 hours, it doesn't matter, but you've been a part of everyone's life. And so I have a proclamation here. I'm going to try to get through.
I know. No, I know it's difficult, no, isn't it?
So I will not look up at Chris Dim. That'll help quite a bit. Whereas Chris Dim has been a beloved voice in the Piedmont Triad for decades, bringing laughter, music, and connection to listeners across the region for 37 years. And whereas, as co-host of the iconic Two Guys Named Chris morning show on Rock 92, Chris Dim has dedicated 27 years to entertaining and engaging the community alongside his longtime partner, Chris Kelly. And whereas growing up in an era before social media, when transistor radios connected people through music, Chris Dim developed a lifelong appreciation for broadcasting and storytelling. And whereas his passion for music, including his admiration for the Beatles, mine too, along with his love for travel, photography, and capturing sunsets, has been a part of the personality listeners have come to know and enjoy. And whereas widely respected for his extensive and in-depth knowledge of music spanning rock, blues, and beyond, Chris Dim has shared that passion with listeners throughout his distinguished broadcasting career, enriching the cultural landscape of the Piedmont Triad. And whereas, after an extraordinary career in radio, Chris Dim has announced his retirement, marking the end of an era for one of the region's most recognizable and cherished voices. Now, therefore, I, Mary Kay Abuswader, mayor of the city of Greensboro, do hereby proclaim Wednesday, March 25th, 2026, as Christopher Dim Day.
Oh, my. Wow. That's unbelievable.
In the city of Greensboro, North Carolina, to recognize and honor Chris Dim for his outstanding contributions to broadcasting in the community, and we extend best wishes for a fulfilling and well-deserved retirement, in witness whereof I hereunto have set my hand and caused the seal of the city of Greensboro to be affixed this 24th day of March, 2026.
Whoa.
Wow.
Listen to that. That's so official. Look at you really did that very well.
I am honored, Madam Mayor. Thank you beyond words. Thank you.
You really do touch a lot of people. And one thing I want to say, you all give out a lot of good information, too. So, you know, you really, really do.
In between the bad stuff, I think.
Between the bad stuff, you do give out some information. So this is for you, Chris. And, you know, I just want you to have the best retirement ever. And I have a feeling he'll probably fill in every once in a while.
Well,
so,
you hope.
You know,
I mean,
you
nice.
Hope.
Yeah.
You never know. You never say never, Chris.
I understand. No. I certainly understand. And it has been, I use the phrase a lot, it's been an amazing journey from start to today. And I don't know. Does this mean I get free stuff tomorrow?
No.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you get your own day. Can he like speed?
I might have some coasters or a little Greensboro flag I'll send by.
You're doing 90 and a 35. It's my day.
Maybe you didn't hear.
Don't do it, Chris. I can't help your traffic ticket.
Fair enough.
Anyway.
You have done a remarkable thing in here today, Madam Mayor. We really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
A wonderful, wonderful surprise. I'm very grateful.
It is. For you to come in and say those things means a lot to all of us. Thank you very much.
Thank you all so much.
Great to see you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Great to see you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
BB Shea's got to take your chair. He's doing a rap. How he's going to follow that. BB Shea's got
to. That's better be the best rap ever.
I know. It's like I set that up. I've got poor BB Shea following the mayor, who's done such a brilliant job there. Thank you very much. It's great to see you. Goodness. There she goes.
There she goes, the mayor. Wow.
That's
awesome.
Got my vote. Right now. Got my vote every time. Doesn't matter. Bye-bye. Oh, good to see you. Bye-bye. There she goes. Oh, she's got the wave.
Oh, she does the mayor wave.
She does. She's got
very
it.
Very impressive.
She's got it.
She hadn't been mayor long, but she is polished.
She did a great job, didn't she? Well, she was on city council for so long.
That's true. You're right. She's a council member.
She's got great experience like that. Look at that. She does a great job for us. I voted for her. I will vote for her again. Now that she's made it Chris Dem Day.
Tomorrow is Chris Dem Day in the city.
You should walk in like Krispy Kreme and say, give me a dozen right now. It's my day. Free. God, that's awesome.
Bring my proclamation everywhere I go.
Hold it up. Just hold it up like that.
Whereas.
That's nice. I never heard that.
Can you work the word whereas into your rap?
Why are you doing this to me? This is the worst thing ever. Yeah. I mean, great for Chris Dem, but I'm under so much pressure now.
I know. Well, she texted me a couple of days ago and said, can I come? And I said, yeah, I'm going to put you right in front of BB Shea's rap.
Perfect.
I wanted to make sure she would be here. Exactly.
We're going to go high and then we're going to go low.
That's right. So, BB Shea does have a rap prepared for you.
Well, this is not an ordinary day.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. We're not just wrapping up the week here. This is wrapping up Chris Dem's entire career here one day before it ends tomorrow about this time. Well, by this time tomorrow, you'll be a retired person.
That's right. I'll be a retiree.
To remind you, we are...
I got to tie the cans to his car.
No, that's something else.
I'm still going to decorate.
Get the shaving cream. Put whatever you want on his car. He's wide open to that.
Honk senior! Honk if you're horny and retired. Toot, toot.
Let me ask you this. Then we want to get to BB Shea's rap.
Yes, sure. Yes.
I bought some dog food the other day, and the guy said when I was buying it, I'm trying new food now for our dog, Franklin, who, of course, poops all over the house. And he said, and it's worked, by the way.
Good.
And he said, do you qualify for any of these discounts? Are you a veteran?
No.
Are you a teacher?
First responder?
No. Teacher? Absolutely not. Good person? No. No.
They have a good person discount?
Yeah, but I didn't qualify. He goes, are you 55 or older? I said, well, I'll be 55 in about a month. And so he said, close enough, and gave me a 10% discount, which was nice, very nice. Is that the age when you start getting, like, discounts?
It often is for many places.
Yeah, you know. 55 seems to be the one. I know, you still want to be. Well, this is going to be real hard for you because you want to be 25, but you love saving money.
Yes.
It's tough.
Yes. I thought.
Double-edged sword.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, should I take this discount or not? I did. Yeah. I mean, it was a nice 10%.
You want the 55 and up discount? I do, but I don't.
Did he examine your hairline?
Yeah. Can I have the I am 55, but I want to look 25 discount?
I thought it was nice of him to round me up there over the month ago. That was pretty nice. BB Shea, are you ready?
No.
Gracious, this is going to be tough.
Let's do it, yeah.
You know, he said to me, can you give me a few items about what you and Chris Dem and his career over the years, you know, so I can work it into the rap. And as I was typing that up, I started crying. I mean, and when the mayor was reading, I had a hard time.
That was getting to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've held it together, but she was getting me.
It's pretty tough. I know. And so to let everyone know, tomorrow we're ending an hour early, so we won't be on at this time. And so you'll hear the end of Chris Dem's career, the last moments of it. He'll play Put Up or Shut Up in the third hour, the 8 o'clock Eastern hour. Then, you know, the goodbyes, the official goodbyes. And then we're going to re-air the 2 hours of the program. So they'll just re-air starting at this time tomorrow. So you'll have that. It'll be like, you know, a replay in case you miss it. All right, BB Shea, you ready to drop the beat here?
Let's do it, man.
A send-off.
Yes.
For Chris Dem.
Yes.
Whereas rhymes with bare ass, too. So I just want to let you know. All right. Here we go. Yeah, this one's for Dim, so let's give him a toast. I wanna send you off with the thing you hate the most. The rap has never been one of the things you admired. Kelly wouldn't cut it, so you went and retired. I'm really quite jealous, retiring sounds great. I'm looking to do the same around 2058. Enough about me, here's more about the legend. A broadcasting great with a voice straight from heaven. A wit so sharp and a big brain too. Just to be clear, Kelly, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Dim. A stranger to obscurity, a white guy who doesn't pose a threat to security, a certified genius, just to be honest. Now his name's written in the annals of Congress. Now who is Chris Dim? To some of us a brother. He's also a low-key a-hole to others. What will be remembered about this radio great? A consummate professional, impossible to hate. Dim made us all smarter, and for that we won't forget ya, even though he taught me phrases like raison d'etre. Now comes the time for his life's next chapter. New trail to blaze for the rock and roll master. Master of his craft and a hard working fella. Got PTSD from a beach umbrella. All jokes aside, I want to thank you so much for inspiring me to pursue a career that I love. You kept us all laughing and provided us with answers. When it comes to this job, I consider you the standard. You're giving so much, and if you want to give back, do us all a favor, please eat a Big Mac. We're gonna miss you, Dim, with so much love. And if it's okay with you, I'd like to give you a hug.
Oh, so beautiful. Oh, he's giving it.
Oh, look at that. The one time.
The one time.
My beautiful. God.
Thank you, brother. Yep.
That was really good, BB Shea.
Thank you.
You did a good job.
Well done, sir.
I mean, it wasn't the mayor, but it was good.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to work on that timing.
Yeah, really- yeah, I know.